Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, broad-waisted listeners. Insert name here. Michael Cerveris here, and I'm excited and scared tonight to introduce the third and final installment of Broad-Waisted Away, a three-part radio play. See what I did there? Excited and scared. From Into the Woods? Sorry, you probably got it the first time. But sometimes it takes two. Sing! I'm on fire. What? Yes, I heard what happened to the last announcer. I'm sorry. Anyway, last week in part two, we were shaking in our earbuds as Brian and the Game Master descended into the depths of the seedy cabaret bar 45 below to face off against the evil duo of Diva Robbie and Haley Pachoon. They thought they were saving Kevin, but then we shockingly learned that our heroes had been misled by clues and double-crossed by someone they thought they could trust. Now it's an all-out race against time to get to the not-public theater, where Kevin is apparently positioned to fall from the top of the theater and smash Lin-Manuel Miranda at the grand finale of the Hamilton concert. I'd hate to be in the room where that happened. With Kevin, Lin, and the fate of the world in danger, can our heroes defy gravity and prevail? Find out now on the thrilling conclusion of Broad-Waisted Away.
In my line of work, you get used to a certain level of disappointment. I've been led astray by leading men. Hell, I've met character actors without a lick of character. But being outsmarted by the ingenious ingenue, the disappointment was almost too much to bear. How had I not seen this coming? How had I let that crazy dame get under my skin? Hannah's betrayal hurt. Honestly, I'm still hurting. Having just regained consciousness, I quickly tried to take in my surroundings. I couldn't quite make out where we were, but it seemed familiar. I was lying on a floor in a dark hallway on my side, tied up back to back to someone else. I had a feeling I knew who that someone was. You okay, Game Master?
Brian, is that you? What happened?
Turns out Hannah decided to become a villain, and she thinks she can stop Broad-Waisted.
Of course I can stop you. I always have, always will.
Hearing her voice again gave me chills. And yes, those chills were multiplying. Well, 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 Miss Ellis. How quickly a bright star goes dark.
Where are we?
You've probably not seen it from this angle before, but right now we're in a hallway of Gripply Rear, the most popular audition and rehearsal studio in the city. See, I just posted a casting notice on Playbill, a non-equity call for immediate replacements for all roles in the Broadway cast of Hamilton. I also said that any audition hopefuls should rush to Gripply Rear and sign the official list to secure an audition slot in the morning. And that list is at the end of the hall that you two are currently lying across.
Are you insane? This place will be a madhouse. We'll be trampled!
Yes, it will be quite the train wreck, with you two tied to the tracks.
Tell me one thing, Hannah. One thing I don't understand about this whole thing. Why did you come to my office to give me the clue that helped me find Kimberly if you were just going to double-cross me?
The mastermind, the one behind all this, had me give you the clue to test you. You're a hardened private eye, Brian, but you've technically never had a case before. He wanted to see if you were any good. When he saw you were a formidable opponent, he sent you and the Game Master on a wild goose chase to keep you out of the way. And if that didn't work, I was the backup plan.
So this whole time, you were bad?
I'm not bad. I'm just cast that way.
Well, Toots, I don't think you're right for the role.
Oh, yeah? Well, after tonight, the mastermind has promised to make the hashtag recast with Hannah Ellis, go super viral and permanently appear at the top of the news feeds of every casting director in the world! Soon there won't be a role in the universe that won't be recast with Hannah Ellis.
You'll never get away with this, you hear me? I swear to National Treasure Carmen Cusack!
Big last words, Game Master. Face it, you've lost. Now I must go and grab my seat at the Hamilton concert. Don't want to miss Kevin's big moment. After all, he was my son for one episode. Brian. Oh, Brian. When I look at you, what I always see is the face of someone else who once belonged to me.
That's funny. When I look at you, all I see is dead girl walking.
I've got to run. But one thing you should know before I go, my first hashtag recast with Hannah Ellis is going to be as the one and only host of Broadwasted. And when I take over, the new rules of Broadwasted are no games.
No!
And no puns.
No!
The first anxious auditioners should be arriving to sign up any minute now. So long, farewell. Auf Wiedersehen, good night. I hate to go and leave this pretty sight.
My brain was going 525,600 miles a second as I tried to work our way out of this jam. I knew the Game Master had to be doing the same thing. With each new idea, I thought, maybe this time I'll be lucky. But each idea was ultimately a dud, like the last one and the one before.
Brian, I don't think there's a way out of this. I can't even think of a way for us to stay safe. Oh God, I wish I had one day more.
We don't even have the next 10 minutes. Well, it's been an honor and a privilege to fight beside you, Game Master.
This is it. Should we do it one more time?
It seems right. Okay, folks, signing off. For good, with our favorite musical theater cadence. Zoot-doo-wa. A window between us and the elevator had broken by what looked like a super high-tech metal claw attached to a thick cable thingy. It began to move along the floor like a metal spider or a scorpion, and it seemed to be coming right towards us.
What is it? What's happening?
Kimberly was facing the other direction. I contemplated if I should tell her what I was seeing.
Brian, what have you seen this week? Like, right now!
The metal claw stopped inches in front of my face. A red light appeared from the top of the claw and seemed to run slowly over me and Kimberly tied together. It was scanning us.
Targets identified. Broadwasted crew, initiate extraction sequences. Please stand by as we forcibly remove you from the premises.
Brian Plofsky, you tell me right now, what is that?
I think it's our ride out of here. The claw suddenly opened wide and each metal leg seemed to grow as it lunged towards me and Kimberly. Oh! Once it had its legs firmly wrapped around us like a harness, the cable the metal claw was attached to began retracting quickly. The claw dragged us towards the broken window. Seconds away from being trampled to death, we were lifted into the air and out the window. I looked up and saw the cable was connected to a super sweet jet black helicopter in the heights floating around in the top of the New York skyline. As we sailed off into the night, I heard the Game Master scream,
"This better not be from the set of Spider-Man, turn off the dog!"
Our helicopter ride brought us out of Manhattan to a remote part of the outer boroughs that mostly actors and creative types live in. Actoria, Queens. There we were, gently lowered down onto the top of a building. When we lightly touched the ground, a team of two operatives, heavily armed in high-tech weaponry and stealthily dressed in all black, immediately descended on us. They removed the claw harness and untied us, and before we knew what was happening, they ushered the Game Master and me through a door, down a flight of stairs, and into an elevator.
Are you two okay? Are you hurt?
I'm fine. Who are you two?
I'm Dance Captain, and this is Private Dressing Room. We're here to help.
Where are we?
Trust me, it will be better if the General explains. But for now, just know that we're on your side.
Sorry if we seem skeptical, but the last person who said that didn't really mean it.
I guess you're just going to have to trust us.
I looked at them both. Private dressing room? A small but mighty-looking warrior with a scar over one eye. The other, dance captain. Large and powerful in stature, yet seemed to possess the deadly grace of Legolas from Lord of the Rings. They were both covered head to toe in black armor, and on both of their chests, across their hearts, were printed three letters. A-E-A. The AEA on the small but mighty warrior's chest began to glow. She touched it, activating her earpiece.
Yes, sir?
Private, what's your status?
We have both targets and we're en route to the control room as we speak.
Good. We're running out of time. Lin-Manuel Miranda just stepped on the stage and his 5-minute entrance applause has begun. Every second counts.
Yes, sir.
Does someone want to explain to me what the is going on? Who's the AEA?
Brian.
I deserve to know.
AEA stands for Actors Equity Association.
Of course, I should have known the feds would get involved with this one. The elevator doors opened and we stepped out into an epic cavern that put the Bat Cave to shame. A truly epic high-tech command center. Turn to the Game Master. Actors Equity Association, huh?
Hurry, please. The General is waiting. We don't have much time if we're gonna save your friend.
We followed the two operatives through the maze of computers and shouting to the heart of the control room. And there he stood, a mountain of a man with a chiseled, hardened look you can only get from years of battle. When we approached, he nodded gravely.
Brian, the Game Master, two parts of the powerful broad-waisted triumvirate. Welcome to the heart of AEA headquarters. I'm General Seating.
This is all for the Actors Union?
Well, not exactly. We are a secret sect of government special forces who handle all threats of theatrical terrorism. AEA stands for Actors Educated as Assassins. I am the leader of this task force. You were saved by my two strongest team members.
Enough with the overtures. We're running out of time.
We've got to get to the not private theater and save Kevin. Thanks for the Peter Pan pickup and the book report on the secret AEA, but now we've got to exit stage left 5 minutes ago.
You're past the point of no return, Broadwasted. From the moment you walked through those doors, you became a part of something bigger. But we have the same objectives. To save Kevin, to save Lin-Manuel Miranda, and to save the world. And we have one up on you. We know who you're up against. We know who the mastermind is. So what do you say? Are you making your grand exit, or are you standing center stage of this situation and going full out?
All right, I'm in. Game Master?
You can always count on me.
City of Angels reference? Nice.
We don't usually point those out, Private.
Oh, sorry.
What happened to your eye?
I can't tell you.
Why not?
Because... Oh, they cut my backstory.
Private dressing room, we don't have time for your subplot. Dance Captain, debrief Broadwasted on Mastermind.
We've been following Mastermind's steps for a while now. He first rose to power on Twitter, quickly controlling a massive percentage of the theater-going population, even though his identity remained a mystery. In 2015, he revealed his identity to the world, and his power continued to grow. He's now one of the most devious and influential minds on the planet.
Suddenly, a large holographic image of a Lights of Broadway show card appeared behind General Seating on a screen. General Seating stepped back, and we could see the card clearly. A rare card, not one included in the packs. It was a props to the press card. My jaw dropped.
I give you Mastermind, aka Andrew Bredas. Codename, Annoying Actor Friend.
But it can't be. He's a friend of the show.
So what did you think? We were bosom buddies now?
Something happened when Andrew Bredas revealed himself as Annoying Actor Friend. Our intelligence suggests that he actually split into two complete personalities, like Jekyll and Hyde. He transforms into the social media beast who will do anything and everything to have the best 140 characters he can. Tonight's stunt? To take out Kevin and Lin-Manuel Miranda in such an epically public way where he has the best seat in the house to report about it. The tweet will get millions of retweets. He'll basically own the entire internet.
That's not really how the internet works.
Private, we... don't really point that out either.
Okay, so we're going up against Annoying Actor Friend. Do you know where Kevin is? What is the plan for the grand finale?
Our intelligence tells us that to celebrate this evening, a giant net full of balloons is hanging at the top of the stage above the actors. At the last beat of the finale of the show, the net will release and all the balloons will fall to the ground.
We believe that Kevin is tied up in the net full of balloons and strategically placed so when the net is released, he will fall from the top of the theater and land directly on top of Lin-Manuel Miranda.
We have eyes inside the theater, eyes watching annoying actor friend from his box, someone who's working undercover.
Who? Who's your undercover agent?
Sir, we should tell them. They deserve to know.
No. We need Brian's head clear.
Tell me, Private. I can handle it.
We have our best agent undercover, risking their life every day to get us the intelligence we have to take down annoying actor friend. This agent is also the one who told us where to find you when you were in danger, so we could save you. Basically, this agent saved your life.
Who is it? Who is the savior of the show?
Senior boutique agent Hannah Ellis.
I turned away to have some sort of privacy. I didn't know what I was feeling, but I knew I was feeling electric. No, I was feeling next to normal. Well, 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 Miss Ellis. Looks like you get a Bright Star reprise. And so does my heart. Okay, so what's the plan?
Because of her. Annoying actor friend thinks you're dead. Because of her, we have the element of surprise. Because of her, we have a chance. We enter the not private theater in two tactical teams. Team one, led by me, will consist of Ryan and Dance Captain. We'll enter through the lobby with the objective of capturing annoying actor friend and neutralizing him as a threat.
Do you mean?
Yes. We'll delete his Twitter account if we have to.
What about me in private dressing room?
You'll be Team Singular Sensation. You'll enter through the stage door and find a way to get up to the net to free Kevin before the show ends. Game Master, you'll follow Private Dressing Room's lead. Everyone understand?
Completely. Now when do we leave?
They're preparing the chopper now. We leave in 5 minutes. We should be arriving exactly at the end of intermission. So Team One, get over to wardrobe to put on your Sunday clothes. We'll be blending into the crowd. Team Singular Sensation, stage crew blacks. All right, everyone, we're moving out.
Five minutes later, and I was in the elevator in a penguin suit. A tuxedo, for those of you who thought I was in an actual penguin suit, with general seating and Dance Captain. We looked like a posse of maitre d's saying hello to our favorite dolly. Next to us, Kimberly in private dressing room looked like two robber bridegrooms, minus the jelly faces.
Who knew you cleaned up so nice, Brian?
It was astonishing to me, too. You ready for this? I know things have been moving too fast.
This is our time, Brian. We have to be ready.
Up the stairs, out the door, and straight on to destiny. Tonight, tonight, the world will change tonight. And as I boarded the helicopter and strapped in next to Game Master, I knew it was all in our hands. Who lives? Who dies? Who tells our story? And this story has one final chapter.
That's right, folks. There's a part two to part three. We just pulled a Hunger Games on you. Or a Harry Potter. And technically a Twilight, but I'm really trying not to broadcast that I saw the Twilight movies. If we've learned one thing from Hollywood, it's why just have a trilogy when you can have a trilogy that's actually four parts. So, stay tuned for the seriously last part of this epic story, Broadwasted Away, a three-part radio play, when we return with part three, part two, the final one.
I don't know, we're in this together at this point, so let's see it out to the end, okay? Promise? Don't leave me here alone.
Gotcha! There's one more. Also, if you just listened to this one, you could go back into our iTunes feed again. Subscribe to us there so you can get parts one, part two, and next week, part three, part two. of Broadwasted Away. We want to thank you for listening so far, but you can follow us on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter at Broadwasted. And when you're on iTunes, make sure you rate and review us. 5 stars, please. Hear you next week. Hear us next week. Oh, man, I'm so bad at this. Thanks again. And as we end every episode,
Zoot-doo-wop-bop.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard. So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.